boy, Shunt, and your boy, Renetti.
What's going on? Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redacted Shunt for the Twitter, on YouTube, and on Facebook is Official Wild On, Instagram is Wild On Official, and Mixcloud is Wild On RDS for all that dumb shit.
What's going on? Yet again, we are back with the dumb shit. And my name is Shunt, and his name is
Redacted.
And we are back like two peas in the pod.
You said that like two
cast
weeks ago.
Two peas in the podcast. I was going to do the whole run through on like sort of like different variants of pop culture references and all that stuff. But I'm just going to settle with this. The mac and cheese of podcasts are back.
Fair.
That's fair, yeah? Just keep it straight, keep it simple, keep it plain, keep it clean. Although, what is your favourite mac and cheese?
What do you mean?
Variants of mac and cheese. You know, you've got the gooey type, you've got the baked type, you've got the bits of bacon, you've got the bits of onion, you've got the bits of pepper, you've got the bits of pepper, bacon and onion. You've got, like, you know, different variants. What's your favourite type?
They're all fine.
They're all fine. So you're an aficionado of all mac cheese?
No. Not an expert.
No, so you must have a favourite type then?
My gran's type.
Your gran's type. What's in your gran's mac and cheese? Don't give away too much of the recipe, obviously, you know, it's like public forum, don't want to get ripped off and stuff.
She won't tell anyone.
That's fair enough. It's probably a
secret.
Fair enough. So speaking of secrets, here's the rundown.
Yeah.
Aha. See, I'm getting better at this whole redacted style, you know.
What?
style, you know, springing shit on people.
How are you springing stuff on people? You do the rundown every week.
Yeah, but it's like now. No, I didn't do it last week, so this week. I didn't do it last week. That was the one that was just released. You know, that's like 3 weeks away. I keep telling you that. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, Redacted?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
I think that proves there's something wrong with you. Not even.
Basically, I was just worried about April Fool's. You know, I didn't want, you know, our content to be, you know, subjugated to said format. You know.
Yes.
I mean, that's beneath us.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we do buffoonery, not tomfoolery.
Okay.
It's not the same thing. Don't worry.
I'm not.
Don't do it.
I'm not.
Don't do it.
No, I would like the arguing days are gone.
The arguing days are gone. Okay, let's see.
This
anyway.
Is a new more chill redacted. Like,
chill
no,
redacted.
No arguing.
No arguing.
Just going to go with the flow.
I'm going to do my very best to change that. On the rundown, we've got the Joker teaser trailer, which has just been released. You guys will get this 3 weeks in advance, sort of thing, 3 weeks after. So technically, it's going to be like non-spoilery because, you know, it's probably going to be already watched by then. The Us film, Redacted's watched it, so he's just going to give us a little rundown of what his opinion of that is, as well as the Shazam film. You've got news of the Akira live action, which is now going to be headed up by Leo DiCaprio and Waititi Wada, that guy, the guy that done Thor Ragnarok. We're also going to be looking at the list of dismiss, as it were. This one we're going to be concentrating on the top villains of Marvel, as listed by a website which shall be renamed Nameless for legal reasons. After the last one, we got a little bit of legal action. Did you hear that? Bradley and Jermaine were like, "Yeah, bro, you're going to get us in trouble. Stop it."
You know I don't listen to them.
I know. And we've got Kraft remake, Hellboy as well. Well, we're going to do like a little background on Hellboy. And all that stuff. Our feelings on the tough guy to gentleman change. Little bits of the Black Widow's castings of Rachel Weisz and David Harbour and what we feel. And we've also got an episode of The Replaceables. And we may scrape the bottom of the barrel, which is the mailbag today. So, Joker teaser trailer. Part 5. I think it's like the fifth one.
Nah.
Yeah.
Second. I think, yeah. Second, maybe third.
Yeah, because the last one was sort of... Well, the first one was like him sort of like smiling at the camera.
Yeah.
And then the third one... the one after that was just sort of like him running around, I guess. Not in makeup. This one, he's in makeup, grabbing his face.
Yes.
Starting to warm to this movie.
Okay.
It's weird. I think... in the beginning, I was sort of like, this is the worst thing ever. This makes no sense.
Yeah, because it didn't sound like a real movie.
And now you're seeing it, and it's like, okay.
Now it looks like a real movie.
And it's, I don't know.
I do stand by, like, I don't need the Joker explained.
I don't want the Joker explained. That's my thing.
Yeah.
But it looks okay. I mean, like, DC-wise, I mean, it's been up and down, hasn't it? So, I mean, mainly down. Really down. Upward struggle. It's like gym workout, you know, incline at 9.
Yeah, it's about 50-50 at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, like, but I like the concept of a man. I mean, like, the title aside, I do like the concept of a man going through one bad day that turns him into this, you know, notorious villain. I'm not saying that the Joker should have been that guy.
Yeah.
But I like the concept of the film. I believe it's quite intriguing. The way that Joaquin Phoenix is actually depicting his side of the Joker, whether it be a canon joke or the Joker that is sort of like killed and then inspires the other Joker to come out or whatever reason, whatever. Still not as bad as the Gotham Joker, which we will get onto after this one. Okay, but yeah, sorry, I'm just getting geared up to sort of like talk about Gotham.
Yeah.
I haven't had to do that for a while. So, in regards to this trailer, makes the film look really good.
I guess. I mean,
if you exclude the title, this is the thing.
I mean, I don't want to say really good.
Mm.
I mean, it looks fine. It's like a real film.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, like what you're saying about one bad day. In theory, it sounds good. Mm. But, like, what do you think it will take in one day to turn you into a supervillain?
I don't know. Like, It's a twofold sword, isn't it? It's sort of like, one, for me anyway, I mean, just as a writer, you would have to destroy everything that person loves.
Mm.
You would then have to make a decision that changes the way that they think and the way that they act, and you would then have to put the person into context, which I believe they have been doing. So basically, he was a very positive, out-of-town yokel, landing in Gotham, was given, you know, loads and loads of, you know, real doses of shitty life.
Yeah, it's not one day then, is it?
No, this is it. It's like, it's not one day by any means, but that exactly. But it's like one day that breaks the camel's back, like when enough is enough, sort of thing.
Yeah, but that's not one bad day then.
But there was a couple sort of stories going around in the comic books, not sort of like revealing names and all that stuff, but the day that sort of Joker's finally switched, which is basically, you know, him being forced into a reality that his mind was not prepared for.
Mm.
So, in regards to sort of like the Joker as a character, you've got different iterations of it. You've got the White Knight, which is sort of like when he finally gets sane and then he's sort of like his original moral compass is restored. You've got the one that is the Harbinger of Chaos, which is basically a believer that things have to happen because he's a sociopath, and then you've got the cold-hearted killer Joker, which is basically the one that kills for fun.
Yeah.
And makes light of everything. So, with that being said, the three Jokers are sort of like put in the pack, as it were. And now we've got this new image of the Joker on the Gotham series. Discuss.
Looks gross.
Does.
Looks a little bit too gross.
Yeah. Like, he's really decomposing.
Yeah, like, Bruce Wayne, the boy, could beat him up.
Bruce Wayne, the grandpa, could probably beat him up.
Definitely.
Mind you, I mean, old grandpa Bruce, he's dangerous.
Yeah.
Like just by watching Batman Beyond, he's fucking dangerous. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I get it. They get the one shot, and they have to make everything make sense from what Gotham has become. haven't seen Gotham since season 2, I believe. Is it the Hugo Strange thing? Was I was like, tap tap out.
I was out, like from when they started to introduce Freeze. I'm just not doing this anymore. I'm just not.
Yeah.
Just not going to put myself through it.
Yeah. It's too much of an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah. It just wasn't worth it.
I mean, apparently the Hush, because they actually had Hush in there, or a version of Hush, and they had obviously several iterations of Jeremiah.
Fuck that show, man.
And it was trying with, I mean, like, I don't know. It's gross. Like, Joker looks gross. Batman looks pointless.
Yeah.
You see the back of the head.
He's barely got any hair. The Joker, not bad.
Well, yeah, to be fair, he has been exposed to several elements of chemicals.
Yeah, but he's always got hair. That's like one of the defining factors of Joker, green hair.
But not nice, like, not
green strands.
Yes.
It's not like a Donald Trump comb over.
It's not a Donald Trump comb over.
Exactly.
It's more of, what's that guy from Game of Thrones?
Okay.
The guy with the guy that organized the Red Wedding.
Oh, that greasy guy.
That greasy guy, yeah. It's more a comb over of his standard.
Yeah, but he wasn't really trying to comb over.
Yeah, because he didn't have to, he was rich. But yeah. Overall, if it's more of a sinister.
Who cares? No one is watching the show.
I think they're more going for the Pell Man sort of route. But then it's like,
don't care. I'm not watching the show.
Fair enough, fair enough. All right, so tell me about the shows that you have watched. Well, you know, the two movies, Us and Shazam. What are your verdicts? Us first, obviously.
Why obviously?
No, because that's the one that's kind of officially out. You watched but you watched a Shazam preview, didn't you?
Yeah, it's early screening.
Early screening. Just to see if you just walk out.
Yeah. Special like that. I enjoyed it. It's a good film. It's very creepy, but there's a lot of like comedy elements in it.
Mm-hmm. Much like what you'd expect with Jordan Peele.
Yes.
But not
necessarily what you'd expect from a horror movie.
Well, I know that there was sort of like controversy with this woman. Well, basically, Miss Black Panther and 12 Years a Slave,
Lupita,
she played a character who had a speech impediment.
Did she?
Well, apparently she had this condition or something like a speech impediment. And, the people that...
In Us,
yeah. Well, not the main character, the alter ego of that character had a speech impediment. And, the people that were actually suffering from said ailment have sort of, like, started to lobby against the film.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure that wasn't at April Fool's?
It might have been, but,
fuck those people! Yeah. Fuck, if that's not April Fool's, I say fuck those people, because it's not, that's not a part of the film. Like, it's not...
It's not a major part.
It's just not a part, like, really. It's like, it's not a speech impediment, it's just like,
it's a more those, to the
like, those people are different. Like, the ones from the other side, or, you know, whatever, you know, those people are different, and she made a choice, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, it's fair enough. I mean, she's, like, she had to make a choice to differentiate herself. Like, she's playing the same character twice, essentially, mm-hmm. and she has to differentiate herself, you know, one from the other. You know, I don't know if, like, maybe she researched the speech impediment and made that choice, mm-hmm. or if she just chose a voice and it just happens to sound like Bane. People with that speech impediment.
Okay, so she doesn't sound anything like Bane?
No. Fuck no. No one sounds like Bane.
Fair enough.
You know, like, Tom Hardy just likes making weird voice choices and no one stops him.
I
direct you to Venom.
To be fair, his Venom voice was good.
Oh, his voice for Venom was good, yes. Right, his Eddie Brock voice was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. Hopefully that's something they changed in the sequel.
I just just want it to be normal.
I hope so. But yeah, it's a good film. I recommend people to go watch it. I feel, for me, personally, I enjoyed it more than Get Out.
By then saying that, you are from ethnic descent, so... Get Out's not a horror film for us. It's more of a documentary.
Exactly. It's just a day in the life of...
Yeah, something that they might be.
Yeah, I mean, the only stuff that I personally don't have to deal with is people trying to steal my body. Put their...
You don't know that.
You know.
You don't know that.
Put their old wrinkly white brains in my body.
Wooden brains.
But yeah, apart from that, yeah, I don't even want to think about that film. Yeah, it was good.
Okay, cool.
It's definitely good. It's a thinker.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going into it looking for straight up scares, you'll probably be disappointed. But you know, it's. You know, it is creepy. It's more creepy than scary.
Yeah, but to be fair, it is the man in the mirror syndrome, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was the inspiration, I guess. Doppelgangers and all that. So, definitely give it a watch.
And obviously, you don't have to worry about spoilers. You can probably speak about it.
Yeah, I know, but you haven't seen it.
Since when have you kept... Wow, are we reaching a point in our relationship where... I say relationship, not in a sort of, like, sexual way. Where we...
I mean, no one was thinking that until you said it.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm always open to scrutiny, you know, because people are always taking sound clips, you know, of podcasts and then putting them into sort of, like, weird context or memes and stuff like that. So I always like to make sure I specify that it wasn't sexual.
Yeah, but they just won't use that bit.
But then when you realise, you know, they've listened to the rest of the podcast, I'm not being so... Anyway, let's get off this subject. It's gross. But yeah, in regards to the whole centre point, which I was trying to allay to, we're actually, you know, building a good understanding amongst each other. You know, I feel like as two creatives,
yeah,
on this one project, we actually...
Yeah, I want you to watch and enjoy the film. Like, it's a good film.
Thank you for your consideration.
Yeah, I'm a considerate guy.
Good. Shazam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got to see Shazam early. You know, it wasn't through any, you know, red carpet or anything like that, because I'm not that special yet. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, managed to get some early unlimited screening tickets. Mm-hmm. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's a good film. It's a good, fun film. It is very much like...
Big,
yeah.
Yeah, I just saw that. It's just big. It's not really...
Yeah, I mean, it's not just big, but yeah, it's obviously got elements of big in it. Mm. There's actually a nod to big in it.
Mm-hmm. Big nod or a small nod?
A fairly big nod.
Piano. So we're
going to
see a chopstick scene. Great stuff.
Not quite. But yeah, it's good. Like, they do some fun thing. Mark Strong is always great, so I feel like I don't even have to say it, but I will anyway. Mm-hmm. And
have they done the DC dirty to him?
What?
Killed him off in his first outing?
No.
Good.
Actually, I shouldn't have said that. It's a spoiler, but yeah, it's too late. No, he is alive. It is possible for him to come back in the sequel.
Nice.
But, I mean, you know...
And have any of the rumours been confirmed?
What rumours?
Well, is it Superman making a cameo and...
No comment.
No comment, and Black Adam making a...
Also no comment.
So, yes.
I mean, look, I already spoiled that...
Just go full throttle.
Savannah's coming back. I'm not going to, like, spoil if there is or is not a Superman or a Black Adam presence, just watch the film. Like, you won't be disappointed. Unless you're a mug.
That doesn't mean... No, you're not a mug if you do not appreciate a DC film.
No, you're a mug if you don't appreciate this film.
You're a mug if you... Okay, fine.
It's a good, fun...
That's a strong statement.
It's a good, fun superhero.
If I watch it and I'm remotely disappointed,
then you're a mug.
I'm going to copy and paste this and put it on loop. Fuck you, redacted. That's what I'm just going to say. I'm going to say, fuck you, redacted. True sofa, sort of thing.
See, look how considerate I am, man. Look how I just, you know.
Nah, I'm just letting you know how it will be. Because, You're asking me to go way out on a limb and watch a DC movie.
It's not way out on a limb. Like, this is a good film.
If it wasn't for
like,
James,
there's a couple monsters in there. They look very like threatening. You know, there's a lot of fun to be had watching this film.
All right, so we could have a lot of fun and film. Akira.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they've been trying to make this film for a long, long, long time.
Do you reckon it's even worth it? I mean, the manga's good. That's all you need. Like,
I mean, initially I would have said no. But when I read that Taika's on the project, you know, it gives me a bit of hope.
But he does comedy. I mean, like, have you watched Akira in recent years?
I mean, not recent, but fairly recent.
I mean, it's got a very dark overtone, so it's,
yeah.
I'm not doubting.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it can't have elements of comedy. I'm not saying, like, have people rolling the whole way through, but, like, it's a group of teen. It's basically about a group of teenagers. Like, there's going to be bits where they're having fun and, you know, there's going to be jokes and stuff.
I doubt it.
There most definitely is. And if you don't do that, it's a mistake because it's just not going to feel real. And as far as I can remember, Leonardo DiCaprio has been interested in it as well. Like, he's been, like, he's wanted to make this film. He wanted to be in this film. Mm. Thankfully, he's aged out.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did not want to see that.
I don't know, I reckon it would have been...
No.
Or a good Tetsu.
No.
I mean,
no.
If you've got a whitewasher, you might as well go all the way. Go full-blown to DiCaprio.
But he's so white.
He's not.
He is.
He's like Italian white, it's like different.
Nah, he's Irish just white. So... Nah, I don't care. Like, I don't care what his heritage says. I say he's so white. He's too,
he's too white to be any Tetsuo.
Yes, he is.
Okay, so... What are they gonna cast?
Alright, fine. Say
are they gonna cast the Asian cast? That's the one thing.
Yes.
Entirely.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's entirely.
Would it work? Like nowadays.
Because
I think that's the difference between, say, something like Ghost in the Shell and Akira.
Mm-hmm.
Akira is more of an inner city story, so you can get away with it. Whereas Ghost in the Shell is a post-apocalyptic Japan story.
Yeah, but even, like, I mean, it's not that different.
Yeah,
Akira is, like, very, like, Neo-Tokyo, but, like, you know, Ghost in the Shell is a bit of that as well. I don't...
But, I mean, the core part of the story isn't really based on future heuristic sort of elements. Because you could do Akira, that story, in any time.
You can, which is why it's kind of fine to adapt it.
Mm.
People will still complain.
Yeah, it will.
I'm pretty sure people will still complain. But like, I don't know. Like, we really, really have to kind of just see what he does with it. Like, I don't expect it to be truly faithful.
It would just be too expensive.
Yeah. Especially, like, obviously, like, no shade thrown, but obviously, if it's an all Asian cast, you know, it's
cheaper.
Well, I mean, yeah, yes, it's cheaper, but also, you don't have that name attached.
Mm.
You know, there's not going to be, like, a Leonardo DiCaprio that's going to, like, you know, get a couple extra heads and bums in seats.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to cut, you know, you have to make sure that the film is cheaper to make.
Yeah. I mean, that's the dangerous thing. I mean, like, until Hollywood has a champion Asian actor that is demanding figures, it's not going to change. I mean, the nearest thing that they had to that was, what, Jackie Chan?
Yeah, and even, you know...
And he got typecast in different films.
Yeah.
I mean, you can sort of include Bruce Lee, but that's a different timeline anyway.
Yeah.
In regards to modern times, you had, what, Jackie Chan, and I think that's about it. Oh, yeah, and Tony Jaa, and that kind of faded out. Jet Li, that kind of faded out.
Yeah, but even then, like, Tony Jaa is not getting, or was not getting, like, big Hollywood money to be in movies. I mean, it's not something you can change overnight, which is, you know, I mean, you have to recognize that. I mean, it's the same for black people as well. Like, it's not going to change overnight. It has to be, you know, obviously it's a bit closer for black people, you know, but
more attainable in America, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, because you do have your interests.
The Black Panthers, Chadwick Boseman's.
Yeah.
The quality of the acting. I mean, like, you had the, was it Crazy Asian Wedding?
Crazy Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you need to see more stuff like that. You need to see more, you know, minorities in general in, you know, like the bit parts, you know, like the...
Not the bit parts.
Not bit parts, but like the friends. No, but before you build up to the star parts.
I disagree with the whole bit part versus star part thing. I think if you are going to do it, go all out. I mean, that's what worked
for Black Panther. No, but this is exactly why I said you can't change it overnight. You can't just do it overnight. Yeah, but Black Panther's different. It's different, and it's one person.
It might change with Shang-Chi. Might change. But in saying that, it's still in the same frame of what used to be the stat quo of Asian.
No, but this is what I'm saying. Like, it's changed for Chadwick Boseman. And now he can be in films and demand money, and, like, you can put him, you know, in a starring role, but it doesn't mean that you could just take any black actor and put him in the, you know, you need like volume. Like, you need volume for change. It's not going to just change with one person. You know, and then one person can only be in so many, you know, star in so many films. But yeah, Akira, I don't know, I've got a little bit more faith in it now that Taika's on the case. Apparently, you know, it's going to be an adaptation, but it will have a majority, like, Asian cast, which is good, obviously. But I don't know, like you were saying, it might be a bit weird if it's set in the States, but it has an Asian cast. Not like there's no Asians in the States, but, like, you know, all in one place seems weird.
This is the thing, it's because it's got the Californian thingy-majiggy.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that they have to do it. So, I mean...
They're gonna have to go future, like, at least a little bit. Like, it's not going to be full-blown, like, Neo-LA or Neo-Tokyo, but they have to do something. It can't just be set now.
Good. So, yeah, speaking of stuff that can't be set now, Craft remake.
It can be set now.
Shouldn't be set now.
Why not?
Pointless. I didn't like the original.
I did.
I liked the girls in the original. I thought they were hot, but...
That might be why I liked it.
It's just not really. It's not really a good concept. It's like,
yes, it is. No, why not?
It's like Charmed, but with more goth. That's all it is.
It's better than Charmed.
Yeah, obviously, because it's edgy and it's teenager and it's the 90s, but it's still shit.
I have fond memories of watching the
Crafts. No, your hand in certain parts of your body had fond memories of watching the Craft.
No. No one said that.
I'm implying it because it's probably true.
Bruv, come on now.
Real talk. This is a family show, bruv. No, Real Dumb Shit's a family show. Terrible stuff, bruv. Because you're doing it in somebody's mum's house doesn't mean it's a family show. Shout out to at your mum's house.
Woo!
Terrible stuff, bruv. Terrible. I mean, at least we're facing each other now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's always a benefit.
Yeah, back-to-back stuff was a bit weird.
That's terrible.
But
yeah, Craft.
Yeah, I'd watch another Craft. Look, just because that... Again, look, I keep having to say this to you. Just because you don't like the last one, doesn't mean this one's going to be shit. It's a different time.
Okay.
It's a different time.
I'm just saying...
People have different sensibilities.
I'm just saying... For that reason,
yeah,
people have different sensibilities. I don't think the Craft can work.
I think it can work. It's going to be less sexy.
One charming aspect of it.
I don't know. I mean, like,
the only way that they could either outdo the other one is by upping the gore,
yeah,
or upping the spectacular magic. And it's a fucking
unicorn. Yeah, and it could do that.
It's pointless,
but it's gonna be more spectacular magic, and yeah, there might be more gore. Be someone's head pop off.
Didn't that happen in the first one?
Maybe, but you're gonna see it better.
HD.
You see, like, the blood just spurt all over the place.
Them sort of, like, you know, doing rituals and all that stuff.
Yeah, man.
I reckon it's gonna be trash.
Nah.
Speaking of
Sabrina, works. It's just that, but with, like, more bitches.
Can't call them bitches. Some nice. More appropriate females. More empowered females.
I can't bring myself to say that.
You're disgusting. You're disgusting. I mean, to be fair, the original, like, casting of the craft was sort of like, it was, like, for the day, it was diverse, because you had the mixed race girl, yep, you had the goth outcast girl, you had the cheerleader, yep, girl, and, you know, saved me a bunch in Smack Mags. And,
Filth, bro. It's a family show.
I'm joking. I mean, like, that's all it was. It was just sexual objectification with witches. It's like, I think even more back in the day, our film, yeah, for example, of that era was The Witches of Eastwick. It's essentially just that, but without Jack Nicholson.
No.
That's what I mean. Like, this is the thing: witches are not taken seriously.
No.
And I think that witches should be taken seriously.
Yeah, but like, maybe this is the time. This is the time. Witches are going to make a comeback.
Well, speaking of witches' comeback. Yeah. Hellboy, the new Hellboy, is actually centered around the Lady of the Lake, which apparently was a witch.
Well, obviously, how do you expect her to live in the lake and be alive? Of course she was a fucking witch.
Yeah, but you also have a merman on the show. She could have been a merwoman.
Yeah, but she wasn't.
She isn't. It's fine. Yeah. But yeah, so this Mila Jovovich witch.
Yep.
Try to say that fast. Mila Jovovich witch. Let's see, I can do it.
Maybe not.
Who plays the Lady of the Lake in Hellboy. Hellboy, like, this new one, it's good, but it's just, like, just the stories around it are just horrible, bruv.
I mean, I'm still not sold on this one. I have to see it.
Anything with Mila Jovovich, for me anyway, ever since Resident Evil, is a write-off. And that may sound unfair, but I used to love Resident Evil.
How dare you?
I like Resident Evil. How loved Resident Evil.
Dare you?
But not the films. Never.
How
the films.
Dare you? You Katie Holmes loving motherfucker.
Hey, don't bring Katie Holmes into this show. She is a beautiful woman.
No.
Excellent mother.
No.
Happy Mother's Day to Katie.
No.
Holmes.
Oh, fuck that bitch.
You're a bad guy.
I'm not a bad guy. No, I'm just sick of your.
Katie Holmes, like me, well, I'm not even speaking about Katie Holmes. I'm talking about Mila Jovovich.
Yeah, but still.
Well, is it a case that you have a harbouring for Mila Jovovich and I'm meant to, you know, adhere to your whims, and whilst you berate the one that I may potentially love in the future?
Oh, my God. Stop trolling, bro.
Is this your plan?
Trolling. It's trolling again.
Well, basically, I mean, obviously, we heard about the whole whitewashing attempt in the beginning.
That's
been changed.
Yeah.
The Japanese is now replaced with a Korean guy.
Oh my God.
That's another kettle of fish.
That's still racist, bruv.
Technically, yes, but visually not.
You mean
not.
Technically? Or visually, yes. Not? That's even more racist.
Nah, because the story's not that bad.
He's Asian, yet. He'll do.
But this is the whole thing. It ties back into the whole thing before. Bit parts and, you know, all that stuff. And, you know, if it takes 4 Koreans...
No, look, I feel like it's different if, like, they just put out, like, the casting call for, like, an Asian actor or whatever, blah, 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 and no one said nothing. But they originally cast a white guy and then they replaced him with a Korean guy. To me, that's just worse. That's just, like, that's just racist. He'll do. He's Asian.
But then, like, his eyes are slitting. You and I have been to, like, both been to auditions, right? It might have been the case that, you know, the Japanese actor looked the part, however, his grasp of the language or his cadence or his charisma wasn't as
good. Bullshit. You're trying to say, out of all the people in the world, they couldn't find someone who's Japanese, who's Japanese American.
They have to make the film.
So?
Like, they have to make the film on time, bro. Remember, there's budgets and there's deadlines.
So?
You can't scale.
You're trying to say there's not one agent that knows someone who's Japanese American?
Possibly not.
Bullshit. I'm calling bullshit.
Anyway. But yeah, so.
It's racist.
So Hellboy is looking good now.
Hellboy is looking okay now.
Okay, yeah.
That I still got the bad taste of that first trailer in my mouth. I'm not feeling it. Fair enough. I'm not feeling that.
Speaking about not feeling it, Tough Guys has now changed its name to The Gentlemen.
Makes sense. Americans don't know what toughs are. You know, this is going to be an international film. If it was just coming out in the UK, yeah, fine, call it Tough Guys.
But what do you reckon, mate?
Other places in the world don't know what toughs are.
Yeah, but this is the entire thing. Guy Ritchie's stronghold of films were films that were
stronghold?
No, I'm talking about his first.
Okay. Yeah.
Stronghold of films were films that were set within, you know, the Cockney rhyming slang
depths
of London.
Fair enough, yeah.
And this,
can't argue with that.
And this is like sort of meant to be a homage to his old days, I assume.
I mean,
if you used to call it Tough Guys,
yeah.
Same thing with Snatch. Snatch isn't something that you would think is a jewelry heist film as such.
I mean, it's not. Well, it's not really.
It isn't.
No, it just isn't. Like, there's not really. I mean, there's a heist in the beginning, like the first 2 seconds of the film.
Yeah,
there's
but
a
it's
heist,
very complex.
But that's it. There's no heisting after that.
Yeah, it's not heisty, but there's a com play and there's a double play and there's a double down and triple down and quadruple bluff and all that stuff.
Yeah, disagree.
But anyway, I mean, like, but it fitted with the cadence of the film. That's my
thing. Yeah.
Whereas like Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, the same. You know, like Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels isn't something that you would say in America. So.
No, it's not, but, like, you can kind of, I mean, you know, like, Two Smoking Barrels is, like, an action word.
Yeah.
Like, it's something that, you know, it might pique your interest. You hear a film's got, you know, Two Smoking Barrels in the title, you know someone's going to get shot, or you know there's a possibility that someone might get shot. So,
I suppose that would
it still, it still kind of translates in a way, like, Tough Guys, you know, that doesn't translate very well.
I suppose.
I mean, you know, The Gentleman, it doesn't really tell you what the film's about.
I think it translates better than
Tough Guys.
Yeah, but it all depends what your audience is. Tough Guys, to me, kind of like, it double plays in a word.
Yeah. So but you're like, not going to get that in other places.
No, this is it. And The Gentleman.
So it makes sense.
Yeah. We'll see.
It makes sense. Just, you know, they just need to
hit that
marketing campaign hard so people actually know what this film is.
So, this is it. Speaking of, you know, marketing campaign, Black Widow.
I'm still not feeling your segues.
Well, it's not really. I mean, basically, I'm just trying to, like, avoid the list of dismiss. I mean, like, the letters, not even the letters, just the threats, not even, like, the notes.
Fuck threats.
Don't you dare. It's like at the moment it's just saying, don't you dare, stop it now, blah blah blah. And we're gonna have to open up Pandora's box in around about 2 minutes.
You know what my note says?
What?
My note says eat a dick. Fuck your notes.
Okay, he's written some horrendous back. Anyway, I don't know how to articulate that in words.
Horrendous is my middle name.
It's just a hangman, but he's on fire. I don't know what that means. He's saying, like, oh, he's saying, say something. Okay, he's saying, say a motherfucking word again. He's mouthing it, so.
Well, ooh. I just said something. Let's do this.
Okay, nice. So, Black Widow.
Yep.
David Harbour, Razor Wise. Interesting castings. I assume it's going to be set in Russia, England, Europe.
Maybe. I mean, let's see what this is. Let's see what this is.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm happy that it's a TV series rather than a...
Is it a TV series?
Well, it's meant to be one of them streaming thingy-majiggies.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, like, a lot of things they announce for the next couple of years is going to be a streaming thingy-majiggies because they need to pack that shit. Like, that's what you like, if you're going to run a streaming service, one thing you need is content.
Yeah. Black Widow is actually a fountain of content because they've been stockpiling the mystery of this character since the beginning of Avengers, so...
I mean, we don't know anything.
We don't know anything about this character apart from the fact that she's probably banged Captain America and the Hulk.
That's sexist, bro.
No, potentially. I never said she did.
Sexist.
Any woman that will take on the Hulk is just crazy.
No comment.
The sun's going down. It's crazy.
Yes.
But yeah, so, list of dismiss. So, you have the list.
Oh, let's do this. This list.
So essentially, a certain publication on the online variety has released the list of Marvel villains, and we're going to discuss it as rationally as we can. I mean, thankfully, we haven't got our own list at the moment, which I find quite ironic, because obviously we're just commenting and saying, "Oh, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong," and we haven't compiled our own list. Which is something that I suppose that will change over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. This is Collider's Marvel movie villains ranked from worst to best.
And is there any other?
Sorry, I wasn't meant to read that bit out. But yeah.
Oh dear.
Alright, so what we'll do is we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you a villain.
Guess a number.
And you're going to guess a number, but I'll give it to you if you're within three in any direction.
What do I win?
Kudos.
Kudos.
Yeah.
And I will go with... I'm going to cross-reference from the Comic Vine or GameSpot's villain list or list of villainary.
Okay.
So basically, what is the official comic book standard and what is the MCU standard?
Okay.
Come into a happy medium based on that.
Let's do this.
Awesome. All right.
Villain number one.
Villain number one. Yeah. This isn't number one.
No.
So this is just a villain that you're picking.
The first villain I'm going to pick.
Okay. And considering it's Collider and we had the list on before.
Yep.
So I'm getting into the mindset of where they would position it.
Okay.
And then what I'm going to do is I'm then going to cross-reference it on the top 100 in regards to the Marvel comic book universe.
Cool, you explained that twice. Let's do this.
Great.
So, Justin Hammer. He appeared in Iron Man 2.
Justin Hammer.
Plaudits, I guess, or his successes in that film range from... pulling whiplash from whatever Eastern European country he was chilling in to the US to fuck up Tony Stark's F1 car. He managed to get his bird. and he built a bunch of shit Iron Man replica suits.
Rip-offs.
Yeah.
Rip-offs.
So what number do you think he is on this Collider list of movie villains?
Okay, so with the Justin Hammer of the comic book scenario, which is out of 100, and this is out of Doom and all them.
Fair, cool.
He ranks at 52.
Okay.
Justin Hammer.
That is, I guess that's fair, you know.
That's out of 100.
Because comic book wise, you know, Iron Man's not, you know, as up there as he is in the Marvel movies.
It's just his... and just to let you know, the people that he's in between are Zola. So Zola's at 51.
Yeah.
And Baron Mordo's at 53.
Okay.
So that's where Justin Hammer is, right?
Wait, what? Didn't you say he was 55?
No, he's 54.
52.
He's okay. 52. Mordo is 53. But to be fair, they put Dormammu above him, so...
Yeah.
He's a minion. Alright, so... Justin Hammer.
Yep.
Now, Collider, for what I remember, they put Iron Man 3 up quite high, didn't they?
It was a lot higher than it should have been, yeah.
So I'm going to go with, I mean, out of how many? 25?
I think it was 20. I think it was 26. Let me double check. Yeah, it was 26 out of 26.
Okay, I'm going to go with 6. Is that number 6?
And I said I'd give it to you within 3, right?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Oof.
Incorrect. He's a bit lower than 6.
Okay, how much lower?
10.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
That is really close.
Yeah, I'm getting just, into the mindset. Getting
just missed it. But, you were pretty close. He's still in the top 10.
It's just ridiculous.
Doesn't deserve to be. Definitely. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. Sam Rockwell was great.
He was.
He was really good. Really? And I definitely wouldn't mind if he came back for another movie. He's still alive.
We should do.
You know, like, if as long as, you know, if he's willing. Like, he was willing to do that short, the prison scene short. Mm. So I don't know why he would say no to another movie. You know, just give him money. I'm sure, you know, just give him money. Let him do it.
It might be in Endgame, to be fair.
I doubt it. I mean, it's possible, but I doubt it. But
to
like,
be fair, I mean, like, Tony Stark isn't on the planet. He owns the, was it the biggest manufacturers of weapons? He's probably got the means.
I guess, but like, him going to prison could have done stuff to his company.
I doubt it.
I mean, I know they were still selling like hammer weapons in Luke Cage.
And I think they're selling hammer weapons in Far From Home, I think.
Possibly. Mm. Possibly.
I think I did remember hearing them get mentioned.
Maybe. Yeah. But yeah, top 10. You know, saying all that about Sam Rockwell being great and stuff, I don't think
he's 10.
Top
okay.
10.
Alright, give me another one.
Next one is I will say
okay, give me one that's ranked really, really wrongly.
I mean, I think a lot of them are.
Yeah.
Do
you reckon that they just put the articles together and then pull it on shuffle?
It feels that way.
And walk away.
It feels that way, because, you know, it's just wrong. It's just wrong. Okay, Winter Soldier. Where do you think he ranks? Not the movie. We're not talking about the movie. We're talking about where does the Winter Soldier rank as a villain?
It's 25 potential villains, yeah?
Yep. 26. I mean, 25 if you don't include Sam Rockwell.
So Hammer is at what, 10? Yeah?
He's at number 10.
I reckon.
Remember, Winter Soldier done a whole load of shit, killed Tony's family.
No, it doesn't matter what it does.
It
depends on how Collider, because we're playing the game, right? It's the Collider iteration of it.
Yeah, but I kind of want to give a bit of context as well for why it's wrong.
No, but this is it. I know it's wrong, but I'm gonna go for
12. Yeah, but maybe not everyone knows.
I'm gonna go for twelve.
What about the listeners at home? Like they might want some context.
Fair enough. So 12. I'm gonna go for 12. Easily 12.
Very good. Very good. It's 13.
Oof.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. I'm impressed. Alright, what about,
it's wrong, by the way, it's wrong.
Yeah, I mean, definitely top 10. Definitely a top 10 villain.
Top 5.
Exactly, definitely. I'm going to say Homecoming's Adrian Toomes, a.k.a. Vulture.
Vulture.
Yes, Michael Keaton was very good in this role.
26.
I didn't even finish my spiel.
26, bro. We know already.
Huh?
We know already. 26, bro.
No, you're wrong. It's wrong.
Okay.
It's incorrect.
Was I free off?
No. If you were free off, I would have given it to you.
Okay, fair enough.
Very, very wrong.
What? He's up?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he has to. You said 26. That was the rock bottom.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
The only way is up.
Okay, 17.
Higher.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm frightened now. Because now I'm going against my better judgment. Which is basically where I would have put him. I would have put him at 5.
Okay, that's more like it. That's more like it.
That's where I would have put him.
That's where you put him, but that's not your guess.
Well, it's not going to be my official guess because it's Collider.
Yeah.
And I've already got Rockwell at, what, 10?
10, yeah.
And I've got freaking Winter Soldier at 13.
Yeah, disgusting. Disgusting stuff.
And I assume the top rankers are going to be Cosmic. They're probably just do it by power.
Possibly. Possibly. I'm not giving that away.
I'm going to say 20.
Still wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. This answer might just throw off all your like subsequent guesses.
Well, number one, is that number one?
No, it's number three.
He's okay. At
number three.
Okay. Where is Vulture on said list?
This might be like one of the few that they've got, you know, at least in the correct kind of ballpark, because the Michael Keaton as the Vulture, very menacing. Even when he was not in the costume, like most of the time when he was not in the costume, like that first time you see him turn up, like when he snatches up Spider-Man, that was like a horror movie. Like that's horror movie stuff. He just popped out of nowhere and just grabbed him, and he's got all those weird green eyes and just looked menacing. Yeah.
Nonsense like that.
So yeah, I mean, you know.
Well, to be fair, this list. It hasn't actually got that many. That
is an outrage. I'm trying to say the Vulture's not in the top 100.
No, he is. I reckon he is. Let's see. Because I remember I started at 52. I was scrolling through. I think. Where is. Actually, I didn't even check. Winter Soldier's not on here.
He's not on the list.
But he's like.
Yeah, but I guess in the comics, he's not really a villain.
Yeah.
He's not really seen as a villain. Comics, so I guess that might be why he's not on that list.
Let's see. And it's more of an overall threat. But a lot of these people, and it all depends on the initial impact of their villainary. He's not on the list.
New Vulture.
I mean, some of the Sinister Six are obviously, you know, Osborn and your Kingpins and your Venoms and your Demons.
Very weird. Very weird.
I mean, it might well be. It might be like, I'll look for it in between. But yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next one I'm going to choose is Aldrich Killian from Iron Man 3. He's the dude that took the Extremis and he turned to like a dragon man.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, played by, what's his name? Guy Pearce.
I would say.
I mean, Guy Pearce is a very good actor.
Yeah. He's very good at that role as well.
He is, but this film just does nothing for me, really. And I just really just don't care about him or AIM or, you know, what they're trying to do in this film.
Yeah, there's a lot of discrepancies in this list.
Fair enough. So, where do you think they placed Ulrich Killian?
Ulrich Killian,
from Iron Man 3, one of the worst movies on this list.
I would say.
Oh, also he made a fake Mandarin. That's one of his.
They loved that though, didn't they, in Collider?
Maybe.
They did.
Maybe.
I would say 7.
7.
Yeah.
So you think he is higher than Winter Soldier?
I don't think he's higher than Winter Soldier. I believe that Collider think he is higher than Winter Soldier.
Okay. All right.
Let's get that shit. Yeah?
All right. That's incorrect.
Okay, cool. Is he higher or lower?
He is lower.
Okay. So let's get more reasonable. I would have put him at 23.
Incorrect.
Okay, cool. Answers?
12.
That's way too high.
Higher than Winter Soldier. Higher than Winter Soldier.
I mean, in regards to the threat that he had, I suppose. I mean, Iron Man did have to.
I guess, but like, the Winter Soldier wasn't really in control of his threat.
Yeah, he was hydrated.
Yeah, I mean, he was just a tool, which, you know, if I was doing my own list, maybe I'd have to knock him a couple of points for that. But, like, Killian, like, I'm just not interested in him at all. Like, he basically, you talk about...
yeah, Killian's not even on the list.
You talk about, of course not. You talk about, like, the Joker, like, snapping after one bad day. Tony Stark stood him up for one meeting when he just met, like, he literally just met him. He agreed to meet him on the roof and didn't turn up, and it turned him into a supervillain. Fuck that dude.
Yeah, he's a bitch.
Fuck that dude. Exactly, I feel like a little bitch right now.
Sorry, you dropped the B bomb. We've been told.
Told by who?
Just saying. Yeah, there's a couple of inconsistencies with this comic.
Yeah.
GameSpot thingy. Do you want to know their version of number 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah, go on.
Doom, number 1.
Yep.
Magneto, number 2.
Yep.
Norman Osborn, number 3. Red Skull, number 4. Loki, number 5.
Yeah. I mean, you'd expect something
Galactus,
like that.
Galactus, number 6.
You'd expect something like that. Galactus, number 6.
Ultron, 7. Thanos, 8. Apocalypse, 9. Kingpin, 10.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean...
I mean, a lot of it's...
You'd expect those guys to be in the top 10. Maybe I wouldn't put them in that order.
Yeah.
But you'd kind of expect those
Depends
guys in the top 10.
Depends what you're threat. I mean, Magneto technically is an anti-hero. Technically.
But
he's done atrocities that have...
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean... give me another one. Give me Thanos. Give me Thanos.
All right, go with Thanos.
1.
Incorrect.
2.
No.
3.
No.
Wow. Okay. That's
crazy. I know. He won. He beat the Avengers. He killed half of the universe.
And he's not 1, 2, or 3.
No.
Actually, I think I know what number 1 is. Can I guess it?
You can guess number 1. Yeah, go on.
Killmonger.
Let's have a look. Let's have a look. And as per the rules, I will give it to you if you're within three still.
Yeah, so Killmonger.
And Killmonger is a number 2.
Alright, so
number
if Killmonger's number 2. Then Loki.
I mean, let's
then Loki must be number 1.
Let's run down.
Ridiculous.
Let's slow your roll a second. Let's run down Killmonger's successes.
Murder and Claw.
He stole that thing from the museum.
He murdered Claw
in cold blood, basically.
He beat up Black Panther.
He did beat up Black Panther.
Fucked him up, actually.
Yeah.
Took over Wakanda.
He did. And tried to give weapons to all the black people in the world.
So technically he wasn't a villain.
I mean, you know. It's the same kind of Magneto thing. Like it's, you know, his intentions are good, but his methods
are
fucked up.
Yeah.
But yeah, he is number 2. He is number 2. So yeah, Thanos.
Thanos, and it's not 1, 2. Or
killed
three.
Half of the universe.
And he was in.
Completed the Infinity Gauntlet.
Was in the background for enough.
Survived getting split from neck to nuts with an axe.
Stormbreaker.
Exactly, with Stormbreaker, no less.
I would say.
Beat up the Hulk convincingly.
No, not even beat up the Hulk. Bitch slapped the Hulk.
He bitch slapped the Hulk. He made the Hulk go home crying. Like a little bitch.
With PS, what was it? Post traumatic stress disorder.
Exactly.
To the point he can't Hulk out.
Yep.
I would say, within that construct, 20.
No, that's wrong.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'm kind of.
It's happy. Higher. It's higher.
Well, you've got freaking my man at 10.
Yeah.
You've got.
I know. Okay, Justin Hammer at number 10 is laughable. I think that might be the most laughable one in the top 10. But, I mean, you couldn't really get more laughable than that. I mean, he doesn't really do much in the film that he's in. You know, he wasn't even the main villain, really. I mean, you've got to say Whiplash is the main villain in the film. I mean, I'm not saying he was a good villain. He was the main villain.
He's the monster to the Frankenstein, yeah. Sort of thing. Thanos, I would say 9.
Close. I give it to you because it's within 3. He is number 7. 7. So he did make the top 10.
So he's number 7 despite being the most successful supervillain.
Correct.
He's number 7.
Correct.
These guys.
Let's do.
Loki is number 3.
I'll give it to you because it's wearing 3.
6.
It's number 1.
See, arguably.
Yeah.
Arguably, Loki is the biggest villain because his actions.
He survived the longest.
He survived the longest, and his actions were the main reason why Thanos has the power and the ability and the knowledge to do the click.
Yeah.
Arguably.
Yeah.
However, it's wrong.
I guess, but then again, you're like, how much of a villain is he?
He's not. Towards the end, he started softening up to the whole thing that, our big sister's a bit of a dick.
I mean, his main foible is jealousy, I guess.
Mm.
You know, he's jealous of
Thor. And it's understandable jealousy.
It is.
He was an adopted frost child of Odin.
Exactly, you're like almost.
And he wasn't told.
Almost literally the red-headed stepchild.
But with more frosty abilities.
Yeah.
Frost child.
So, I mean, you know, he's not really a bad guy. He just does
bad stuff.
You know, bad things. And when you're a god, you know, lying and getting your brother banished to Earth while you try and take over Asgard isn't really that bad. That's just like, you know.
Especially if you're technically immortal.
Exactly. I mean, basically, you know, that's like your brother getting you in trouble when you didn't, you know, saying you broke the window when you didn't do it.
But saying that, in 4-1 and Avengers,
mm-hmm.
he killed a lot of people. You sent that thing to Earth to mash up 4.
Did anyone die, though?
Yeah.
We didn't see anyone die.
Cars got blown up in some of the buildings. We just have to
Fair. But when you're a god, you know, when you kill a couple of people, I mean, does an ant have quarrel with a boot?
Oh, God.
You know?
To quote.
Yeah. What I'll do is stick with the family, and I'll say Hela.
Hela wrong on this one. 15.
So, look.
And bear in mind, Hela destroyed Nomir. Took over Asgard.
Yep. And they had to.
And then beat up both of the brothers.
Yep. And they had to. You know, destroy Asgard and bring about Ragnarok to defeat her.
And I don't even reckon that she's defeated.
And she is 14.
14.
Number 14.
Great stuff.
So she's one behind Winter Soldier.
And who's beneath her?
Guess.
Hello. Grandmaster?
Grandmaster?
Yeah.
Who's Grandmaster?
Goblin.
Oh! No. I don't think they count him as a villain.
What?
He's not on this list.
What? Enslaved!
He's not a villain!
He is! He enslaved people!
He's not a villain!
Put him in a gladiatorial fight to the death.
I guess, but that doesn't count.
Turn the guy to goop.
That's true. He was a criminal. He deserved it.
He wasn't a criminal.
I'm sure he was. He'd done something.
He tried to escape.
Maybe. But yeah, he's not on this list.
He's not on the list, okay, fine. So that's a travesty in itself. I'm going for Violent. I'm going for Crazy. I'm going for Bronski.
No.
Oh, dear. So not Bronski.
No. Blonsky is on this list.
Is Blonsky number 26? Is he at the bottom?
He is number 25.
Who is the last one then?
That's messed up. This guy turned from human to superhuman to the abomination.
In order to fuck up the Incredible Hulk.
Exactly. He almost beat the Hulk. Hmm. He was very close to beating the Hulk.
And then the Hulk used an illegal chokehold of a chain.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, exactly. Messed up. Super messed up. Mm. Don't know who else is interested on this list.
He's still better than breaking his neck.
Yes. I'm going to say, what about Obadiah Stane, Mr. Ironmonger from the original Iron Man?
You should be at the bottom. I mean, in regards to stakes and all that stuff.
Well, let's list what was his successes. He almost stole
the Ark. That's it.
Yeah.
Built a bigger Iron Man suit based on Tony Stark's original Iron Man suit.
Yes. He almost killed Tony Stark twice. Mm-hmm. He kind of made him Iron Man-ish. You know, if he didn't try and blow him up, he wouldn't have became Iron Man. Yeah. I don't know if that counts as a success.
It's not a success.
It's a bit of a failure, really.
It's a failure. You're antagonizing.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to do a superhero or supervillain handbook.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that, and it's going to be like an e-book for a while on.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hilarious.
Cool.
So
what number do you think this dude is?
I reckon he's going to be just above Mr. Hammer.
He's
above Hammer, right?
He is.
And I reckon he's going to be a cool, calm number 4.
No.
It's not in between 3 there, yeah?
Nope.
So 2 is Killmonger. Actually, 3 is Killmonger, isn't it?
2 was Killmonger.
2 is Killmonger. Loki's number 1.
Yep.
Thanos is number 8.
Oh, 3 was, bless you.
Thank you.
3 was
Vulture, yeah.
Yeah, Vulture.
I would say number 4.
You said 4 just now.
Oh, shit. And he wasn't number 4.
Nope.
I would say number...
I remember 7 was Thanos.
He's not number 9. I'm going to go for 11. Since that seems like the biggest injustice of it all.
No. But I will give it to you because it's within 3.
He's 8.
Yep.
Wow.
He is a number 8, so he's in the top 10.
Which is kind of understandable, but it's not really.
Really.
Out of 25 films, you still got My Man from fucking Guardians.
When you got
Galaxy, Ronin, who's basically Villainary, has only recently been sort of like, you know, depicted, as it were. Him being controlled by the Master Intelligence as well could obviously doubled up tenfold.
Yeah.
Because he could have gone through a rampage of the thing and then just got stopped by Star-Lord. In regards to the other ones, let's see, got 4, got Hela and all that shit, you've got Captain America, Red Skull I assume will probably be, what, number 7?
No, Thanos was number 7,
so
but Red Skull 6.
Is he 6?
Correct.
Yeah.
He's in the top 10.
I mean, that kind of makes sense because of what he was. He was a super soldier and he was a Nazi. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah,
so he's the biggest threat Earth-wise.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Captain America, he would have won the war.
But yeah, I mean, what other people were on the list?
Ultron is number 9.
Considering he destroyed a whole country and... the other one pretty much took over the whole world's electronics.
Yeah. Well, kind of. Ego, number five.
Ego's number five?
Yep.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Fake Mandarin is number four. He's fake. He was an actor. He's not even a real villain. How is he so fucking high on this list?
Mainly because of Ben Kingsley.
I don't give a shit.
It's the only reason why. They're going by actor power. They're not going by actual ability. I mean, because the Mandarin is the most... I mean, like, according to, like, a normal comic list. Like, so I've given you, like, the top 10.
Mm.
Mandarin hovers really close to the top, like, 10 villains. I mean, you got Dr. Xavius, Octavius, should I say. Yep. Then you got Venom. Then you got Kang, who basically controls his whole dimension. Mephisto, the same shit. Dormammu, the same shit.
Yep.
Mandarin 16, bro.
16.
And then you got the leader.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
Cool, 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 cool. So, Mandarin's between Dormammu and the leader. The leader is a super-powered genius that was introduced in The Incredible Hulk and then, you know, calmly but surely forgotten about.
Yep.
So he's still out there as well.
Yep.
Samuel Stearns, as it were.
Yes.
So, yeah. Yeah.
But that's pretty much, well, that's the top 10. There's other people in the list, but...
Alright, so just to recap, what's number one?
Number one was Loki.
What's 26?
26 was Whiplash.
I agree with that one, actually.
I disagree. The fucking Mandarin, the fake Mandarin should be number 26.
And there's more villains.
He's got no powers, he's not even a real villain.
I mean, like, we'll do a countdown of...
His only crime was womanizing. Sort of. And it's not even a crime. They were paid well.
And plagiarism.
Plagiarism. What plagiarism?
Claiming to be the Mandarin.
Maybe. No, someone paid him to be the Mandarin.
I suppose. We'll figure it out. Anyway, on to the... actually, let's do the mailbag first.
Go on.
Alright. So, I've got a request for a shout-out. A young lady...
I'm surprised we haven't had any of these, like, so far. Like, usually a shout-out's the first thing people ask for.
Well...
Asking me about, what's the best question that you've ever asked before in your life, or whatever the fuck that shit was.
Well, this is it. Well, basically, to the young crazy lady who shall remain nameless until she comes up with a funny joke.
Harsh. Shunt is harsh.
But she knows it's her, so...
I guess. But she can't tell her friends.
She can.
No, because they don't.
You tell your friends that this is you, but it's not you.
No. I mean, no.
Okay, fair enough.
If someone got an obscure shout out on the radio or a podcast or whatever, and you was like, yeah, they're talking about me, I'd be like, yeah, right.
Can't do it. But anyway, T, that's your name anyway. Happy shout out, I guess.
Yeah, shout out to T.
Shout out to T.
Enjoy the evening.
Yeah, enjoy the evening. In regards to the replaceables, we've got a doozy. So shout out challenge, that's going to be another one. If you give us a funny joke, we'll give you a shout out. It has to be really fucking funny.
Yep.
Like, hurtfully, ribs throwing up, almost funny.
Okay, cool, cool.
So this week's replaceables is Altered Carbon, Obi-Wan, and Halloween, Michael Myers.
You've done Obi-Wan.
No, I didn't. I mentioned it. I didn't do it. Who done it better? Who done it better?
Obi-Wan and who?
So, Altered Carbon.
Yeah.
The main character, I can't remember his full name, because it changed like three times throughout the series. But basically, Mackie is replacing the main role for the guy who's played by both an Asian guy and a white guy in the first one.
Doesn't count.
Does.
You know it doesn't count.
It does, because it's the same character.
He's not being replaced. He's not being recast.
His body's been replaced.
Yeah.
In real life, he's actually being replaced.
But that's the premise of the show. Like, you go in different bodies. Like, you can't count that as being replaced.
He's not, being replaced.
No.
He is.
No.
Because you're playing the same character.
Yeah, but he couldn't be the same.
The actor that played him before is no longer getting the money. He's being replaced.
Yeah, but he couldn't. He gave the body back. It has to be someone else.
It can't. No, no, but that's what I'm saying. They were cloning people left, right, and center.
No, they're not clones.
Yeah, it was.
No. Oh.
At the end.
There were clones in the show, but that guy was not a clone.
He was a clone.
He wasn't.
It was a clone by proxy. Like, basically.
There's no such thing as a clone by proxy.
It is, because he had different memories from the other clone, but they were the same clone person.
No, because he wasn't a clone.
He was.
No, he wasn't.
He was.
No, he wasn't.
At the end.
At the end, when?
Where both of the two versions of the same guy meet up. And they decide who lives and who dies. It's cloned by a proxy.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
That did happen.
That did happen.
But, but, he weren't meant to have, he's not a clone. Like, he's not meant to have a clone.
Whatever, his essence or his AI or whatever it is, it happened that way, right? That's within the context of the series. However, this AI is now being moved into Anthony Mackie, and therefore
it's
the
not AI.
Actor, it is.
It's not AI.
Soul, whatever. I don't know what you would call it. It's technically AI.
Consciousness.
Consciousness. This is that. Anyway, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I refuse.
Well, it's replaceable anyway.
It's not replaceable.
Who played it better?
No, it's not.
Who played it better?
We haven't seen Anthony Mackie do it, so.
Fair enough.
That's so, another reason why it doesn't count.
Okay, fair enough. Obi-Wan.
That doesn't count.
It does.
No, that's old a prequel.
Old Obi-Wan versus new Obi-Wan.
Prequels don't count.
Prequels do count.
No.
Prequels are people too.
No.
Okay.
I refuse.
So, Halloween, Michael Myers.
Doesn't count.
Versus The Mask.
Doesn't count. He's right. Not in that movie.
Okay. So. What we're going to do then, just to be even more finicky, is that we're going to see how many actors have actually played Michael Myers in the past.
One.
I don't think it's one.
Two. Two guys.
Actually, I'm worried about just getting actor. Michael Myers actor. Okay, well, it's coming out. Friggin' Austin Powers, great.
Yeah, of course. You put fucking... Michael Myers actor.
Myers killer, I guess. Killer. Actually, kill count. How do you reckon that he's he's murdered?
18.
You reckon?
Alright, how many films are there?
Alright. I mean, kill count's always been my guilty pleasure.
Is it?
Wow. There's a lot in 2018's one.
Yeah, then maybe you should do Kill Count instead of stupid replaceables, because they're never really replaceable.
We'll do that after. So how many times has Michael Myers been shot? How many kills? Anyway. So we'll just wrap this up. But yeah, so Kill Count wise, or Michael Myers wise, there's been, what, 8 movies? 10, 20 movies?
Is it? I
think so.
Nah.
Because wasn't there the H2O one, and then a couple of the other ones after that? And then everything got written off in the canon.
Yeah, but it wasn't Halloween 20.
I think it was the 25th anniversary, isn't it?
Maybe. Or they just made a poor decision of naming the thing.
So, Halloween Season of the Witch. Michael Myers was replaced with Mask. What is the most...
That's what I said. Is that the witch one?
Yeah,
he's like, no.
Season of the Witch.
You said no.
It is. So, what is more scary? A mask that kills people or a person in a mask that kills people?
A person in a mask.
How do you work that out?
Well, a mask that kills people, you just don't put the mask on. A person...
But you don't know that you don't
in
put
a mask.
The mask on.
Huh?
You don't know that you don't put the mask on.
I don't know. I guess it's less likely that I'll put on a mask.
So it's more likely that you'd be killed by
someone in
demon.
A mask.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a very accurate analysis. So, mailbag. Anything in the mailbag from you? Nope.
Nope. I didn't have time this week to check through the correspondence. As you recall, I thought we were not doing the episode this week. Some stuff got moved around. I was able to do the episode, but I did not look for a mailbag.
Okay. So, in regards to...
You can send your mailbag questions to Don't Follow Me, Bitch. Ha 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 ha. You thought you was going to get my address. You do not.
Or just do it to officialwild@gmail.com.
Yeah, do that.
You can do that. so, yeah, our mailbag here is if you were a supervillain and you could create your own minions, what would they be? And what would you have them do? And that's from Mr. Oh God, Maximilian Thousand, which I assume is an alias of some kind.
Possibly. If I could create my own minions,
they could be existing, or you can create them from scratch, I guess. But there's no parameters in this question, yet again. Fuck!
I mean...
No one listens to the format, bruv. I'm upset.
I mean, it's difficult when there's no parameters, but...
There was!
I'll say... Galactuses.
What, heralds?
No, just Galactuses.
Galactuses.
Just have like 1,000 Galactuses.
Where would you keep them?
Just
in a hanging garage.
Hanging about in the solar system, isn't it?
Just come by and shake the planet when
yeah, I know, but he can change size. He can come down and, you know, chill or whatever.
I don't think he can.
Yeah, he can. He's been on the planet before.
Fair enough. Alright, so my minions will be Universal Soldiers.
From the film
Universal Soldier. Yeah. But robots.
Okay.
So they're like programmed.
So why not just say robots?
No, because I need to give it context.
Okay.
So like they'll be like flesh-like, yeah. Terminator. Actually, I'm gonna go with Terminators.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
That's what they are, right?
Yeah.
It's just
that's what they would be. Yeah.
So Terminators with Matrix chips of Kung Fu. Because I wouldn't want to just killing people all the time with guns.
Why not?
Because they're robots.
But they can do other stuff. They can rip arms off or just pop someone's head.
Yeah, it's just not classy, is it?
I don't think it's meant to be when you're choosing.
No, but you know, if you've got the opportunity to have a display of magnificent splendor,
yeah.
You would have magnificent splendor over, you know, constant, you know, like, because it's just gonna rip people's arms off and they'll die and it'll be like horrible. But if you have them like break every single like bone in their body very slowly, it sends a message. It sends the right message, which is don't kill people.
Yeah.
Injure them severely via Terminator robots.
Hasta la vista.
And I'll only have him like say 5 things as well.
Harsh.
Because I don't really want to have a personality.
I guess.
But just imagine like having 100 of them. You're going to have to like, ask about their day and shit. Not about our life, bro. 5 phrases. One of the phrases will be smash.
Yeah, makes sense.
It's terrifying.
Definitely have that.
And I have it as a respond that when I say Cyborg 251 smash, he'll say smash. No, smash affirmative. Or was it smash received? I don't know. It'll have to be a phrase that's sort of like robotic yet dangerously scary.
Yeah.
Smash acknowledged.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, So that's the mailbag. I think I've answered the question.
Yeah.
Although
better questions, please.
Better questions, and obviously.
No offense to whatever that dude's name was, Maximilian Thousand.
It's not his real name. I'm pretty sure it's not.
Well,
his real
you know, whatever. Well, we'll call you whatever you want to be called by.
Max Thousand, whatever yeah. your name is, real name. Like this probably is one of the sort of like episodes that we didn't get to put out before. The rules had been put in place, so I'm going to give you a blight this time. But if you're asking another question, please set in the parameters of, you know, what you like. I've recently acquired, say, some merpeople in my villainous sort of like thing. What would be your villainous sort of accomplishments or minions?
Yep.
Yeah, that's how you would phrase that question.
I mean, it just. Yeah, whatever.
Just give an example. Just give an example of what you were going to say, and then ask us what you want, and then I ask us the question. Okay. That way we've got context, we've got boundaries, we've got construct.
Yeah.
We're not just saying some shit.
Yeah, because 1,000 Galactuses is just way too OP.
As I said before, like, it is what it is. Like, it's just the micromanagement of a Galactus, because you would have to feed him 1,000. You have to feed them planets. That's how they live. That's like food.
Maybe.
I mean, you probably haven't thought it through.
Of course I didn't think it through.
That's fine. I mean, that's the only reason why I went with Terminator robots with Matrix chips.
Fine, you made the better choice.
I didn't really, because Matrix, didn't they like get self-aware and kill everything?
No, but you just said the Matrix Kung Fu. You didn't say like,
yeah, I suppose. And I've only given them five phrases.
Exactly, they're not developing a personality.
Yeah.
You know.
No, they probably are. They should probably just use the words like Pokemon.
Or Groot.
Yeah, I don't like that idea. No, not Matrix chips. Just bulk programs of martial arts.
Yeah.
It's the only way we can be safe. Otherwise, I'll end the world. Skynet's one thing, but fucking Matrix and Skynet combined, it's a worry.
Yep.
On that note, we are out.
Yeah.
Follow us, subscribe, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so like, subscribe.
Later.